people are jumping on now to watch this, please share this video now. Share it as we speak, because if the chances are it will get taken down. We're screen grabbing it here. We're recording it, so we will put it out on our Roku channel and back out on our social media, in fact, everywhere. But this is a very important interview, because we have with us an incredibly brave, amazing doctor. And I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself, please, and thank you so much for doing this.
Okay, my name is Dr. Christiane Northrup. I'm a board-certified OBGYN physician trained at Dartmouth Medical School, Tufts New England Medical Center. I'm a former clinical professor of OBGYN at the University of Vermont College of Medicine. I'm the author of 3 New York Times best-selling books, including Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, The Wisdom of Menopause, and Goddesses Never Age. I've done 8 highly successful public television specials. I was on the Oprah Winfrey Show 10 different times, and all the numerous TV shows like Dr. Oz and Rachel Ray and NBC Nightly News and all of the rest of it, kind of straddling the world between holistic medicine and conventional OBGYN. And my entire career really has been about teaching women everything that can go right with their bodies and how to make that their experience.
Amazing. So for anybody who says that we're talking now to someone that's not medically qualified, you can forget it. That is an amazing list of qualifications. So thank you so much for that. Now, one of the reasons, and many of you also have seen you recently in the Unity video. Thank you very much for doing that. But what I want to speak about is very important. I'm very, very passionate about educating other people, because I was a mother who did not have that education. And you very kindly and bravely have this knowledge. And we want to talk, let's start off by talking about this vaccine that's coming. I want to get a background on you, but I think let's go straight into it. This COVID vaccine, can you tell us what we do know about it and what you, from your experience, fear for the people that may take it?
Yes, there's never been a vaccine like this. It's an RNA vaccine. It is what's called a transinfection. It will fundamentally change people's DNA. And what I don't like about it even more than the usual thing about the toxic metals that are in vaccines that make our bodies literally into an antenna with 5G, this one has the usual non-human DNA, like, you know, monkeys, maybe fetal cells, pigs, whatever. And so it begins to make us what's called chimers, C-H-I-M-E-R, introducing non-human DNA into our bodies. What is worse, though, is that there is a patent and work that they've done at MIT to make a dye, and the patent, the dye is called luciferase, and under a light, you'd be able to see who was vaccinated, who wasn't, and the deal is to store your biometric information, because this vaccine will have nanoparticles, nanocrystalline particles that are actually little robots, and they, like little antennas, and they will have the ability to take your biometric data, not only your vaccine record, but your breathing, your heart rate, your activities, sexual activities, drugs that you're taking, where you travel, all of that, and then take that data and store it in the cloud. What's even more concerning is that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation on March 26, 2020, applied for a patent number 060606, to take that biometric data, give you a barcode, and connect each of us to cryptocurrency so that we would become literally slaves to the system, like everything. It would be the end of privacy, the end of freedom, because who gets the data? Who uses the data? And what do they do with it? So this patent to connect the vaccinated to cryptocurrency, making all humans a commodity, is extremely concerning. And everyone should be concerned, given that this is a virus from which 99.9% of people recover. So I would ask, why do we need anything like this? Because it goes far beyond those pandemics of old, smallpox and so on. This is very different. The plan here is to vaccinate the entire world. And the narrative that we're being sold is things will not go back to normal until everyone is vaccinated. Vaccinated with what? A transfection thing that we've never seen before. And by the way, once those nanoparticles go in, there's no detoxing from them. There's no getting them out of there. They combine with your DNA and you're suddenly programmable. And with the proposed 5G networks, the body would be an antenna where you could be controlled from outside of yourself. That's kind of worst case scenario. So that's what bothers me about the vaccine. And so far in the initial Moderna trials, 100% of the people who got the high dose vaccine, and remember these were very, very healthy people, very healthy, the kind that there are very few of, since we now have a planet, and at least in the United States, where 54% of all children have a chronic disease. So 100% of those people had side effects, severe side effects. And in the lower dose, 80% of people had side effects. And as my colleague Bruce Lipton says, these are not side effects. These are effects. And some of them have been this thing called transverse myelitis, which is essentially polio. And so those are my concerns about everyone lining up to get this vaccine that has also been fast-tracked. There will be or have not been animal studies in the past when they have tried to do this kind of vaccine in animals. The animals appeared to be fine initially. And then after a while, when their bodies came into contact with the germ they were vaccinated for, they had what's called pathogenic priming, that somehow the vaccine did something to the immune system so that they got very sick later when they were actually introduced to the pathogen. So we don't know whether or not that would happen.
So a few questions coming in on this vaccine. If we can just break it down a little for the average person like myself, who maybe doesn't even know what a nanoparticle, or I do, but say some people don't even know what a nanoparticle is. Mm-hmm. But the other question coming in is that the press and the other side are saying, oh, don't listen to these doctors and these nonsense people, these quacks that say there's nanoparticles, there's hydrogel, there's this luciferase in that. It's nonsense. They're barefaced lying to the public.
Yes, they are. And if you'd like, I could send you the papers from MIT where they're talking about this, you know, so that you have the references. It's fascinating that in my opinion now, as a holistic physician for years, everything that I always thought was a good idea, like IV vitamin C, has been demonized. You cannot patent a naturally occurring substance. And so for my entire career, many of the things that I thought were a really good idea and that I saw were very highly effective, various herbs, homeopathic medicine, this sort of thing, that was very actively downplayed. And a lot of that is from in 1920, the Flexner Report of John D. Rockefeller, where he invented the word quack and went after all the naturopathic medical schools, the homeopathic medical schools, and so on. So there's been a very active and on purpose vilification of natural medicine and the human's ability to be healthy. I think this is the thing that what we're really looking at is a paradigm shift from the germ theory of disease. You are sick because of germs, to the terrain theory. Let me put that very simply. All right. The germ theory is you have a fish tank, the water's dirty, vaccinate the fish. That's the germ theory. The terrain theory is clean the water and the fish will remain healthy. There you have it.
Makes sense. Now, okay, let's go back to this COVID vaccine. There's a lot of questions about that. So this is the vaccine that they want you to have, the flu vaccine. Can we talk about that for a second?
The flu vaccine, the problem with the flu vaccine is that is a well-known 4.4 times increased risk of being more susceptible to other respiratory viruses. And there is some data that those who get the flu vaccine are far more likely to get COVID, to get sick from COVID. Remember that the vast majority of us have already, because of the way viruses are, this is the work of Dolores Cahill, because of the way viruses spread, we've already seen that virus. It spreads through the population very, very quickly. And in fact, I think the World Health Organization, the CDC website, downgraded COVID to nothing more than the flu in April. So I don't know why suddenly places like Massachusetts have just mandated a flu shot for everyone from 6 months old onward for daycare or school, when we know that getting the flu vaccine increases your risk of another respiratory virus. Now, the other thing about the flu vaccine is it's never been 100% effective. It might be effective if they got the right strain that year, but it's always a kind of a gamble as, you know, are we making the right vaccine for this year's flu? In any given year, the best they've ever done is 40% effective.
So they're pushing the flu vaccine, and a lot of people are taking it because the media are saying, we've got to keep the hospitals full, you've got to do your bit as a British person or as an American, you've got to help out. So people are flocking. There's lines in Britain of
really?
People lining up for their flu vaccine to do their bit for Britain. And then, so that's one thing, but I really want to get across to everybody, and you described this so well, but I'm sorry to make you, could you just do it one more time? This COVID vaccine is like nothing we've seen before. Am I correct in that?
That is correct. Nothing. We have no experience with this at all. A nanoparticle is a tiny, tiny, tiny robot that collects your biometric data, your heart rate, your breathing, your relationships, whether you've had sex, what drugs you're on, where you're going, who are you going with, and sends that data up to the cloud. And then they want to use that data to, at the very best, you know, sell you stuff, like know your every move so that they can send you emails to get whatever product. But at the very worst, this one about connecting you to cryptocurrency so that we have a cashless society, facial recognition, the ability to control a whole population. And there are aspects of this that are very nefarious, which is that with 5G then rolled out, which is being rolled out in some places, that's 60 gigahertz. And that vibration, that radiation can literally adversely affect the hemoglobin in our bodies, making it very hard to be oxygenated. And that looked like what was happening, by the way, in China at the beginning, and also New York City, where people would come in unable to, you know, blue, unable to get enough oxygen. And then they were put on respirators and killed that way, because that wasn't what was necessary.
This Lucifer AIDS, why would they call it that?
Well, because Lucifer means light, but you know, we could get into the Luciferian agenda, but I would rather not. It's very scary and it's very dark, and this is probably not the place for it. But if you wanted to get into that, there are certainly resources available. I'm not real happy about the Bill and Melinda Gates patent 060606 in the Book of Revelations. This is the mark of the beast. And according to those who have studied this kind of thing, there are many symbols that are associated with this agenda, including masking everyone so that we can't see each other's faces. And then in the UK now, no more than 6 people can get together at the same time. Why 6 people, 6 feet, a patent 666? I think that there's something else going on other than public health. That's what I would say. And having testified at the vaccine mandate hearings in our state, I can tell you that one after another, parent went testified about their vaccine-injured child and what had happened when they went in for the routine vaccination. And almost to a person, the doctors in my profession acted as though this was not happening, that they would parrot back, all vaccines are safe and effective, side effects are one in a million. And my career is based on the fact that I actually listened to what my patients told me, because we have the ability to know. You as a mother, you have the ability to know. I know that this is what did that to my child. As my colleague Andy Wakefield says, maternal intuition is the whole reason that the human race has survived as long as it has. And I think we need to listen to that maternal intuition. Right now, for instance, my profession is vaccinating healthy pregnant women against flu and DTaP. I don't understand it. Then we are vaccinating 99% of all our infants with hepatitis B vaccine, which contains 15 times more aluminum than is recommended by the FDA, so that we now have an entire generation of infants who have been injected with the toxic heavy metals and the poisons that are in vaccines at a time when their brain isn't even fully developed yet. I don't understand it, and I don't see how you can do it. And quite frankly, I'd like to, say, I believe this is a crime against humanity.
So you're talking about the mother's gut instinct. We all had that when we took our children in to be vaccinated. And then, of course, the doctors or the media, all of the things that are still going today, the fear into you, and then you override your gut instinct, which is happening right now with the COVID. We've seen it already. And so I really do feel that fear is the biggest evil of all here, because we're all living by it. You're a doctor, you're sitting here, you're telling the truth. Why are your colleagues not doing it? There are a handful of doctors around the world, and of course a German doctor arrested in Great Britain this weekend for just standing on the podium, didn't even get to speak. So is that fear again in the doctors?
It's fear. I can tell you that now in our state, to give a vaccine, to clear someone so they don't have to get the vaccine, they are terrified of this, an exemption, a medical exemption. It's so bad that one of the cases I heard was a young man who has 1 year left to graduate from college. He's very, very allergic to some of the ingredients in the MMR vaccine. But in order to graduate from college, he needs this vaccine. Here's what the doctors told him. Then make sure that you get the shot in the emergency room. In the event that you have an anaphylactic reaction, we can then resuscitate you. That's insanity. I don't see how you can hold down a baby and give them multiple shots when their immune system is not even entirely developed. It becomes, I think, because maybe we could say from years of fluoridation, everyone's pineal gland is calcified. They can't see it. Now, I have to say to you, I was radicalized a bit before I went into medical school. I had members of my family sign out of the hospital against medical advice and do well at home. So I have an enormous amount of faith in my body's ability to heal and in the human body's ability to heal, because I've seen it over and over. I've seen people reverse cancer. I've seen them reverse ALS. I've seen them reverse just about every known disease, and we have data to prove that. But the fear is the lowest vibration we can possibly have. And it is incredibly powerful at controlling people and controlling the masses. And the minute each of us finds the courage to stand up, then we find our true power as human beings made in the image of God.
Now, you talk about the incredible way a body can heal itself, and I'm with you 100%. But I, Polly Tommy, and this is not your opinion, I'm going to ask for your opinion on this, I am so concerned about this vaccine. I don't think people can recover from it, and I think it's suicide to take the COVID-19 vaccine. I'm just going to say it from what I hear about everything in it. That's my opinion. Do you think you can detox from the COVID vaccine with what we know that's going to be in it now?
Oh, that is the best possible question, because there's two things that I would say. In the three-dimensional world, No, we cannot. We can only detox from that if we get a direct connection with our divinity. I work with Robert Fritchie of the World Service Institute, who teaches people how to heal with divine love, God's love. This is not religion, folks. And so therefore, to me, it's a possibility that we can heal anything. But I would say, why even take the chance? I would never take the chance. Why would I put my body through that? I am with you. I believe that this vaccine is designed to call the human.
And I was doing an interview with Mary Holland recently, and she was telling me that what was concerning for her is the letters that she was receiving about them coming after the vulnerable. And we all know the vulnerable are people like my children who are already very injured from vaccines. So the big question everybody's asking, and we don't expect you to have all the answers. We're just incredibly grateful for you telling us the way it is. How can we stop them from coming to our doors and vaccinating our children? How can we stay away from this vaccine? Because as mothers, we will do anything to protect our children from this vaccine. So how do we do it? What can we do?
The first thing that we all need to do is we need to reach out to each other and form pods, freedom pods, all over the planet. There are very few of them. Let's remember, this is an agenda put forward by very, very few people. And if we all stand up and say, we're not having it, and I would start now. One of the things that we're noticing in the United States is the number of people who are now homeschooling their children as a result of the vaccine mandates in the state of Maine, in the state of New York, and so on. So we're finding women in particular creating these sisterhoods where we are educating our own children. Let us remove ourselves from these top-down authoritarian people who tell you you need them to live. As we begin to move at this time through what I'm calling the Great Awakening, where enormous amounts of light, this has been prophesied, by the way, by many seers for centuries. This is the time now, the Great Awakening. But we must bond together. And so, for instance, I've become a single-issue voter. Every single politician that I am going to vote for, I ask them one question. How do you feel about mandated vaccines? If their answer is, I'm not sure, then I go next. I want someone who's going to say to me, I stand for sovereignty and medical freedom. Then I will vote for them. And we're finding that there are movements all over the planet. Dr. Pam Popper, Peggy Hall, people all over the planet, the New Earth Society, Sacha Stone, many, many people all rising together. If there's anything that is going to bring us all together, it is this. And I listened to Kevin Jenkins of the Newark Urban Health League, and he said, as a black man, I understand slavery. This vaccine is a gateway to enslave all of humanity. And what they're doing in Newark is they're standing up to the narrative, black people are vulnerable to COVID. Let's vaccinate the black people first. And in Newark, what they're doing is holding a rally every Monday. And the politicians are now saying, please stop that. Because what they're saying to the politicians, to the public health officials, you take the vaccine first. We will watch you for a year, then we'll consider it, because we, as black people, remember the Tuskegee experiment. We remember what has been done to us in the name of public health. You go first. Now, if enough of us did that, then we would find that it would all end. And that's why I'm standing up at this particular time. I feel like I was born for this. My whole career has led me up to this.
And we're so grateful to you. You're getting so much love. It is unbelievable. And people are so grateful to you. And one of the big questions is, how can they follow you? How can they find you? How do you have a newsletter? Or is there anything that they can tell them?
Yes, I have a newsletter. And I'd recommend if you could please sign up for my e-news so that if I get deplatformed, like Dell Bigtree, you can still be on my list. That you just go to drnorthrup.com. That's for the e-news and my website. And then every day on Facebook, Dr. Christian Northrup, I do a little great awakening, like a 10-minute thing, you know, whatever I think we need to know, like here's a group meditation we're doing, and Instagram as well, those two things. Oh, and Twitter, I go a little rogue. I tend to put the things like what I'm telling you now on Twitter. So that's my favorite place.